Welcome to this week's edition of Empowered by the Spirit on Immaculate Heart Radio, hosted by Deacon Steve Greco of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. For the next hour, join Deacon Steve and his guests as they share their testimonies, love of their Catholic faith, and the importance of the Holy Spirit in all our lives. Now, here's Deacon Steve.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco, and we are back on Empowered by the Spirit with two of my favorite people, and of course, the favorite person, my lovely bride of 43 years, Marianne Greco. Welcome back, Marianne.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
And I see the arm is healing, and thanks, everyone, for your prayers, for your elbow, and just healing, and also healing for my daughter, Laura, who is recovering from lung cancer. And Katie Hughes, welcome back.
Thank you.
Katie's a lay evangelist and a critical member. I call her the glue of Spirit-Filled Hearts. Well, we have an incredibly exciting topic to talk about today, and that is experiencing miracles daily. And it is so important to understand how much God loves us and the importance of looking and being aware that God's miracles are all around us.
Yes, they are. And you said it, Steve. We have to be looking for them and being open to them. There are things that can block us from seeing them, and we need to get rid of those things that block us. But just start looking for God's miracles. They're everywhere.
We are empowered by the Spirit at Christ Cathedral. We're talking about miracles that happen every single day of the week. And to look for them, call up your friends and neighbors. Tune in to the radio station. This is such an important topic for us to understand that God's grace is there, ready just to shower and shower and shower upon us. And it kind of reminds me of that umbrella story again. And for our listeners, Marianne, tell us again about how much God loves us and how he wants to shower us with grace and what he kind of showed you.
Well, when I was in prayer, I just was praying, you know, God, I want to receive your blessings. And he kind of spoke to me and he said, you know, I've been sending my blessings. It's like rain coming down. There are blessings all around you. But you, Marianne, are putting up your umbrella and trying not to get wet and letting those blessings fall off and not absorb into you. So he said, put down your umbrella and get wet. Life is messy. And unless we get into life and let the rain absorb us and get into us and the blessings, we don't receive those blessings. So we have to put down our umbrella and stop trying to avoid things, but just receive God's blessings.
You know what's really exciting, Katie, is every single day that we wake up, if we wake up and say, Lord, I just consecrate this day for your glory. I love you. I praise you. Thank you for everything you're doing in my life. And just get really excited and joyful about what God is doing. And then start looking for those little tiny miracles each and every day. And we'll give a definition again of what a miracle is. But Katie, isn't it true that when we open up our eyes and get excited and expect God's love to flow, that we start seeing things differently?
I think as we start to really realize how much God loves us and each day is a new start and the beginning of all the miracles of our life, and just waking up in the morning as one, God is just part of our life in everything, and he wants to show us how much he loves us, and he wants to bless our faith with his miracles in our daily life, the small ones. And as we get closer to God, I really think we are able to be sensitive to those miracles and realize that these things that happen in our life are not random, that they are God's blessing and love, and it's in the form of miracles.
Marianne, is it true that since we're recording here at Christ Cathedral and it's pretty early in the morning, that waking up in the morning is a miracle?
It is a miracle. I open up the church sometimes for daily mass, and one gentleman I'll never forget, I'd say, how are you today? And he'd say, I'm here. You know, God's blessed me. It's another good day. And I think we take that for granted, that every moment that we wake up is a real miracle.
We are on Empowered by the Spirit talking about daily miracles. Call up your friends and neighbors and listen in. And also crank open the couple of things, obviously the Bible, I have the New American Bible with me, and also that Catechism of the Catholic Church. Let's see exactly what does the Catholic Church teach about miracles. Well, the definition of a miracle is a sign or wonder, such as a healing or the control of nature, which can be attributed to divine power. The miracles of Jesus were messianic, signs of the presence of God's kingdom. So again, it's something that is extremely important. It is a wonder, supernatural power. It's a special sign or gift from God. It certainly necessitates faith in believing it. It's a sign of God's presence, His salvation, His mercy, and love. Well, let's take a look at Scripture. Open up your Bible to John 14:12-14, one of our favorite verses. Marianne, you just quoted that recently in one of your many, many talks and teachings. And you know it by heart, right, Marianne? It starts with amen, amen. And what does amen, amen mean?
Pay attention.
So when you read in Scripture, my brothers and sisters, amen, amen, or you hear that in a gospel or whatever, it basically, Jesus is saying, all right, drop everything, underline this, memorize this. So this is really important. So amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me, okay, whoever believes in me will do the works I do and will do greater ones than these because I'm going to the Father. And whatever you ask in my name, I will do so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything of me in my name, I will do it. Katie, this is incredibly important. We don't hear enough about this particular verse in John 14. And it starts out by saying, whoever believes in me. What does it mean to believe in Jesus?
We believe that Jesus is the Messiah, that he's the Son of God, that he's true God and true man. And that he has every grace, every blessing that God the Father has. And he is the Son of God, and he always goes to our Father and asks for his blessing. When we go to Jesus, Jesus goes to our Father.
Did Jesus perform what we call miracles?
Oh, yes.
Marianne, is Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever?
Absolutely.
Did Jesus not just say that we will do what he does?
And more.
So, I mean, my brothers and sisters, what does this really mean for you on a daily basis? Does this not mean that when we call upon Jesus, when we believe in Jesus, now that's the key. When we believe in Jesus, in order to believe in Jesus, we must surrender our hearts, our minds, our soul, every aspect of our life to Jesus. We must surrender to him. Are you ready today to surrender to Jesus? Are you ready?
Yes.
Michael, I didn't
every
hear
day.
You. Our producer and Jim. Jim's thumbs up. Our engineer is thumbs up. If you are two thumbs up, surrender to Jesus and truly have your eyes opened. Because when your eyes are open, it's like a veil that has been removed from your eyes. And Scripture tells us that. It tells us in Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 3:16, that it is like a veil that is just removed from our eyes. And when we basically are aware of the fact that when we turn our life to Jesus, a person turns to the Lord, verse 16, the veil is removed. Now the Lord is the Spirit. Whatever the Spirit is, there's freedom. All of us gazing with unveiled face on the glory of God are being transformed in the same image from glory to glory. So if you have that veil removed, then all of a sudden you're going to see differently. You're going to see these miracles come upon you. Mark 16:15-18 said, go into the whole world, proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. But these signs will accompany those who believe. They will drive out demons, speak new languages, pick up serpents, and they'll drink any deadly thing. It will not harm them. They'll lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Wow, that sounds like miracles to me. What do you think, Marianne?
I think so. And yet, you know, it's something we really don't talk about in our everyday life. And yet the Lord is really calling us to this as part of our everyday life, to see him in everything and to call on him and to be out there in the world working for him every minute.
So what must we do in order to get the foundation of these miracles? Well, the first thing, again, is what we just talked about, is surrendering completely to Christ to become his ambassador. 2 Corinthians 6:20. We are ambassadors for Christ as if God were appealing through us. So to surrender means we take that longest journey, most difficult journey in the world. And what journey is that, Katie?
From the head to the heart.
12 inches from the head to the heart. 12 inches, maybe a little bit longer, depending on one's neck. But, Katie, why is that journey so difficult?
I think it's truly one of the most difficult things is to let go of yourself, to let go of everything that you hold on to so dearly and you want to control and think that you have it all under control, and to think it's all on you, to think everything that is about you is for you. And when you have to really let go of that selfishness, that world of you, and realize it's all God's glory, it's all his love that we need to receive, and we must empty ourselves of our own humanness and be filled with Jesus's love. Until we do that, it's not a one-time deal. We're human, we make errors, and we go back into our old ways. We go into our sinful ways at times. It's a constant effort of surrendering.
It's like the parable of the sower, in which every single day we make a decision. Do we want that seed to fill our hearts? We're empowered by the Spirit. We're talking about experiencing miracles every day. What's the process to open our hearts to receive those miracles? We're going to find out more about that process and then get into 7 categories of miracles for us to experience every day. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. This is Deacon Steve Greco. We're back with Marianne Greco and Katie Hughes on Empowered by the Spirit, talking about experiencing miracles on a daily basis. And we're talking about a process. The first is surrendering our heart to Jesus, because when we surrender our heart to Jesus, this veil is removed from our eyes. Second step is to ask for increased faith. Now, faith is a gift. We see in Luke 11:13 that we who know how to give, who are wicked, who know how to give gifts to our children, how much more will the Father give us the Holy Spirit? And the Holy Spirit leads us to faith. Faithfulness is one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit in Galatians 22. We also learn that famous Hebrews 11th chapter, that it's impossible to please God without faith. And that when we believe again he exists, again that belief, then he rewards us. So we have to have faith. We know from 2 Corinthians 5:7, we walk by faith and not by sight. We know from Matthew 17:20, if our faith were the size of a mustard seed, you'd say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it would move, and nothing would be impossible for you. We know that in Mark 11:24, therefore I tell you that whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you'll receive it and it will be yours. So Marianne Greco, faith is so important. Tell us why it's so important again as it relates to experiencing miracles every day.
Well, we should all ask for increased faith. Even if you have some, you can always use more. But it's really important because it's our faith that gives us those eyes to see God in everything. He's everywhere. He just is throughout the universe. He created it. And it's those faith eyes that help us see that in everything. And when we start looking at the universe in through those eyes, then we're able to see the miracles that he has for us, in large and small.
The third point that is really a foundation, again, for experiencing miracles daily is fervent prayer. We see from James 5:18, the fervent prayer of a righteous person is very powerful. Now, pray in the Spirit, and what does that mean, Katie?
Well, when you pray in the word of tongues and praying in the Spirit, it's invoking the Holy Spirit being part of your prayer.
Praying fervently to God from your heart, praying in the Spirit with tongues, if God has given you that gift. Pray with the rosary, again, very important, right, Katie?
Yes.
You know, praying again in prayer groups, praying with your spouse, your friend, praying with all of your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and using praise as a foundation. Why is praise so important, Marianne?
Well, praise is really important because it really lets us focus on the Lord and who He is and His attributes. And so it brings us back into the Lord and just centers us on everything that He is.
We see from 1 John 5:14 and 15 that when we ask in His will, He will give it to us. So what are we asking for here? We're asking really to be one with Jesus, to turn our hearts and souls to Jesus, to have Him open our eyes so we see the love, to see the blessings, Marianne, that you talked about earlier.
And I think one thing I'd like to emphasize that you mentioned, though, is really the fervent prayer. It's really doing it with your whole heart. We can start out just praying and doing things, you know, and saying things, but it's really putting your whole heart and soul into it. I think that's really important to do that in order to really surrender and come into contact with God.
The fourth point of laying the foundation for experiencing miracles daily is simply to ask for it. We've talked about prayer. Matthew 7:7-8, asking it will be given to you. Seeking you will find, knocking the door will be open to you. For everyone who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, the one who knocks the door will be open. When we ask, then we're basically saying, Lord, you know, first I believe that you can give this to me. And we expect God to be God and bless us. James 4:2 says, you do not possess because you do not ask. If you don't ask, then how can you expect anything to happen?
You know, so many people, when I teach Bible studies, they just assume they shouldn't bother God. They shouldn't ask Him for even the little things. And yet, you know, how pleased He is when we turn to Him for everything in our lives. When we turn for Him just to help us with the day or to help us get out the door, to help us shop or whatever it is. He wants us to turn to Him in all those little things.
I was just, you know, have this image of maybe, you know, our listeners think about your relationship with your father, your mother as a child, and how you would ask them, Mommy, can I have a sweet? Mommy, can I have this? Can I play with my friend? I want this for my birthday. And we would never hesitate to ask our parents for things. And then take that relationship you have with your earthly parents and bring that to God. Bring it to Jesus, too, because Jesus is the greatest advocate for you. He will take, if it's within God's will and it is what God wants for you, ask. He created you to be His child. He didn't create you just to roam around the earth and not recognize that you are His child. And so don't be afraid to ask our Lord for those gifts, those things that you feel you really need, that you need the encouragement or whatever it may be that's in your way. May He remove it or place someone in your life to help with the miracles that He wants to provide for you. So don't hesitate. He is there waiting anxiously for you.
He loves to hear us. And I think, you know, sometimes He'll say yes, and sometimes He says no, because He knows it's not the best thing that we've asked for. And sometimes I think He says maybe later, just like a parent.
Amen, amen. We're with Marianne Greco. Katie Hughes is Deacon Steve Greco here at Christ Cathedral. Call up your friends and neighbors. Have them tune in, because we're talking about experiencing miracles every day. And boy, I'll tell you what, when you wake up each morning and say, what miracles am I going to see today? Your whole life changes, because all of a sudden each day is exciting. You know, how is God intervening for me in this very special way? Well, there's seven categories of miracles that we're going to cover. The first category is spiritual miracles. These are by far the most important. And every time, certainly, we go to Mass, we receive the body and blood of Christ, you know, that's certainly God's intervention. We see in Scripture, in Mark 2:5, the healing of the paralytic. When Jesus saw the paralytic being lowered through that thatch roof, the straw roof, He saw their faith. He said to the paralytic, child, your sins are forgiven. And we've seen so many people who are living in sinfulness renounce their sins, turn their life to Jesus, or people who don't even know Jesus. And, you know, that has to be God's intervention, because it's the Holy Spirit that really opens one's eyes and brings us to Jesus so that we recognize that He's our Lord and Savior.
I think so often we don't recognize these spiritual things as miracles, but they really are. And so we need to look at each time our child goes to Mass, we say, that's a miracle. You know, we need to see those miracles of the spirituality. When people turn towards the Lord, that's a miracle, and stop and thank Him for those miracles.
We've known our children, right? Some of our children and other friends' children not going to church for many, many years, and all of a sudden deciding, guess what? You know, I renounce my sinfulness, and I'm going back to the church, going back.
And that's a miracle.
And that is a miracle. So expect the miracles. I can't begin to tell you the importance of expected faith. We've talked about increased faith as a foundation to receive miracles. But, Katie, when we expect God's miracles, we expect His blessings. They may not happen when we want them to. They may not happen in the way that we want them to, but they always happen for the best.
I think when you ask an expectative faith, you're bringing in your faith into this. You're acknowledging that God is your center and He can do anything. When you really accept that and realize that, you know, even in the, I don't know if you've ever had the experience where you're going through a trial and you're asking the Lord, Lord, can you just fix this? I don't know how or what, or you know, I have no capacity to solve this problem, but You can. And then, like, you can never imagine how He's going to do it, because He's always surprising us with how miraculous His works are. And when you have that experience, it's really it's such a wonderful confirmation that your expectative faith was blessed, and that the miracles happen and in God's way, in His time.
When you look for God's miracles, you just see them all the time. And we had a prayer meeting last night, and this man gave me a prophecy about what's going on and in my life, and he didn't know what was going on, and yet the words that coming out of his mouth about my being an evangelist worldwide, and he didn't know that I was being scheduled to go on a trip to Europe or a trip to the Philippines, and, you know, different things going on in my life. And yet it was like God speaking directly to me. And isn't it amazing when that happens, Marianne?
It is, and that's a miracle. That's, you know, we take that for granted sometimes when people say things. This man was using his word of knowledge, the gift, but so often God uses just someone in your life to speak something that may touch you spiritually, and that's a miracle. That's God speaking to you. Look for it.
Well, we certainly hope you're enjoying this program. This program is a collaboration between the Sower Ministry and our ministry at Spirit-Filled Hearts. We know the Holy Spirit has called you to listen to this show and right this second so that you can experience miracles on a daily basis. We'd love to hear from you. Let us know what's going on and how we can pray for you and how we can help you. Contact us by email at deaconsteve@spiritfilledhearts.org. That's deaconsteve@spiritfilledhearts.org. We want this program to be everything you'd like it to be, and we look forward to hearing from you. We'll be right back to talk about additional 6 categories of miracles that you can experience daily. Back on Empowered by the Spirit. I just got hit on the shoulder by my wife, who at the break has decided that she has some additional things that she wants to share, and this is very important. I'll have her share in a second. But just again, as a recap, we're talking about experiencing miracles every day. It really starts when we surrender. It then goes into expected faith that you know that God is God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And when we believe in Him and believe that He's there, His presence is always with you, our eyes are open. When we have that fervent prayer, when we ask Him to come and intervene in our life. But Marianne, It's about the little miracles each and every day, correct?
I think it's really important for us to really look at the little miracles and look for little miracles in our lives. Because when we start disciplining ourselves to see those little miracles that we don't even call miracles, like they say, oh, that's a lucky thing that happened. No, it's not luck. It's the Lord putting that person in your path or whatever it is. We need to look at that and see God in the little miracles, because as we do that, we become more disciplined, and then we're able to see even the bigger miracles.
The reality is every single thing we're talking about has an element of faith in it. So that, for example, praying for parking spaces, right?
Right.
How is it that all of a sudden you're praying and saying, Lord, I praise you, I thank you, I worship you, I glorify you. Thank you for giving that parking space right in front of where I need to be. All of a sudden, the car pulls out.
That's now, right.
Hey, you could justify that and say, hey, it's not a miracle.
Oh, sometimes, though, God says, no, you need to walk today.
I've been saying that a lot lately about
I need a little exercise.
Okay. Seven categories of miracle. The first one was spiritual. The second is environmental. Wherever we are within God's nature, God's environment, miracles are happening, and there's so many different stories we can give, and we'll give a couple here. But one of our favorite is the story of the rainbow with, at the time, our oldest son, who was 4 or 5 years old at the time, pretty young.
Maybe four.
And he came home one day, and what did he say, Marianne?
When he said grace, he says, thank you, God, for giving me the rainbow you're going to be giving me. And we went, what? Now, he was in special education, so he didn't have much of a vocabulary. So when he came home and said that, we thought, oh, they must have been talking about rainbows today. But that wasn't the case. He really felt that God was going to give him a rainbow, and no one had talked about it. So we decided, oh, well, how are we going to create this for him? There's not a lot of rainbows in Southern California. We don't get a lot of rain.
And this was somewhat late in the year, too. This was like late spring. And we were just hoping he was going to forget it. And
We didn't encourage it. No, every time we said grace at dinner or his prayers at night, thank you, Jesus, for giving my rainbow. And he just kept pursuing it. And we kept looking in the sky for rainbows all the time.
And week after week after week, he keeps bringing it up, and we keep thinking, well, maybe he'll forget about it, because then we were concerned about his whole faith and so forth. And lo and behold, we go on a trip to Santa Barbara and stay at a hotel that we had stayed every year called the Miramar. And they had all of these grounds with, we were in a cottage.
Pretty gardens all around.
Gardens, and they had grass in the cottage and so forth. And what happened when we walked out one day?
Well, we were all walking out as a family, and the sprinklers went on, and there in the sprinklers, not high in the sky, but just at his eye level, were rainbows. And he immediately said, thank you, Jesus, for giving me my rainbow.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, yeah. Hallelujah.
You know, there was a big lesson in that for us, and I think it was that we were looking in the sky for big miracles and for big things. When God gives us just what we need at our own eye level, and sometimes the miracles come, he can use anything. He is creator of all the universe and all of nature. And in this case, he created the sun to hit the sprinklers just at the right time to show our son that he was there.
You had to see this. This was incredible. We had a lawn full of sprinklers, and there's these little miracles just at his eyesight. You know, and I see his face right now, just, you know, beaming, the face of a child beaming, going, God gave me my rainbows, you know, so amazing.
It's such a lesson for us as adults that, you know, to really realize we must see life through the eyes of a child, see God as our Father, and how much he loves us, and how we need to be so childlike in our life, and we will see those tiny little miracles and how impactful they can be.
Amen, amen, amen. My brothers and sisters, we are on Empowered by the Spirit at Christ Cathedral. We're talking about experiencing miracles daily. My brothers and sisters, look for your miracles today. Be childlike today. How is God intervening in your life today? So important to understand. How excited? Are you excited in the Lord? Are you excited to look for your miracles every day? Michael, you don't look excited. Jim, do I get a thumbs up over here? Our engineer's saying, yeah, he's giving us a thumbs up. All right. So one of my favorite stories here, my wife kind of hits me because I tell it often, but many of you have not heard this before. I know there's a few of you who haven't heard it. And that's reversing the wind story, the fire story in Glendale. I grew up in Glendale, California, and still love Glendale, Holy Family Church. And we're living in East Glen Oaks, Shoal Canyon. And if you know the area at all, and if you know the foothills there and Verdugo foothills, there is high, high brush. And unfortunately, there are many fires that happen. And this was one of the absolute worst we've ever had. Santa Ana condition, which essentially means the wind is blowing not from the ocean, but from the desert, this warm wind that is leaping, the flames are leaping 40, 50, 60 feet in the air. And it was totally out of control. The firefighters told us that we had to vacate, that they could not control the fire. There had already been a couple homes burned down. They said, we cannot guarantee that the fire will not burn your home. You need to evacuate immediately. Well, I remembered Matthew 8:26, when Jesus rebuked the wind when he was on the Sea of Galilee. And I remembered John 14:12, you will do what I do and more. And so I stood on the lawn. It was about 7 o'clock in the evening, and I rebuked the wind. I prayed that the wind, in the name of Jesus, reverse direction, that Santa Ana wind would be totally stopped and under control, and that all the homes would be saved, including the home that my parents lived in. So we left at that point and stayed in a motel. Came back the next morning and saw that the fire was out, and no home was burned down. And I ask a firefighter, what happened? And the guy says, well, you know, an amazing thing happened, that around 7 o'clock last night, we didn't expect it. The wind all of a sudden reversed directions, and the fire burnt out upon itself. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
I don't ever get tired of that story.
Thank you, Katie. Thank you, Katie.
It's so grandiose of how much God loved and blessed your faith in relying on him.
Well, the interesting thing, again, is you could say, well, did it really happen? You know, I mean, we know it happened, but did it happen because of prayer? Did it happen because of faith? You can always justify and say, well, no, it didn't have anything to do with it. But I know that I know that I know that prayer changes things, and God is a God of miracles. So whether it be a rainbow, whether it be controlling the environment, we've got lots of other stories we don't have time for, but one thing after another, when you ask God to be God and let his love flow, it will happen. Maybe not in the way that you're praying, but it will definitely happen.
I think that's the thing we need to remember, that God's miracles are there to show us his love, and that yes, we can ask him to do things, and he may do them and use nature and in that thing. But he also uses nature even when we haven't asked for a miracle. Miracles pop up in front of us.
I think the greatest miracles happen in our lives when we have that complete and total surrender of giving God everything, that situation, you know, the fire, a family member, whatever it is, when you do that complete surrender to him and let him do his job and not be in the way and let God perform these miracles.
Amen. We've been talking about experiencing miracles every day on Empowered by the Spirit with Marianne Greco and Katie Hughes here at Christ Cathedral. Call up your friends. We've got four more categories of miracles for you to experience every day. The third category is physical miracles. And, you know, we've talked about faith being a foundation. And, Katie, you love the story of when we're on the pilgrimage and a woman looked at me with a dislocated shoulder. It was so obvious that she couldn't do anything with her shoulder. And I asked her, I said, do you believe that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever? Yes, I believe. Do you believe that God is the God of healing? Yes, I believe. Do you believe that God wants to heal you? Yes, I believe. I said, well, let's pray. So I prayed for that shoulder, dislocated shoulder, where she couldn't lift her arm more than a couple inches, to be completely healed. And it was healed instantaneously. She started raising her arm, praising God at the top of her lungs and voice. And I mean, it just was absolutely amazing. And, you know, we've seen miracle after miracle after miracle. And sometimes they're instantaneous. What happened with your arthritis in your hands, Marianne?
Well, you prayed for me every day, and my arthritis went away. The doctor couldn't believe it, because it doesn't usually do that. So, you know, I think sometimes we hesitate to ask God for even the little things, but we really need to ask and believe that He wants us to come to Him, even if we say, we ask God for a little miracle for our kids. He can help heal a wound, and we can say, be healed in the name of Jesus to our little kids.
Well, this is so important, again, to ask again. And you had that with Paul, right?
Mm-hmm.
You had that with Paul when he went to Catalina?
Oh, he had pneumonia. He was supposed to go on a sixth grade field trip for a week to Catalina where they go snorkeling and everything. And he had really bad pneumonia, and the doctor said it would get worse. And we had someone come, and we were all praying in our prayer group in our home, and we prayed over him, and he was like instantly healed. It was on a Saturday, and by Monday he was on that boat to Catalina, and he actually came back from Catalina in better health than the rest of the sixth graders.
Hallelujah. 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 Well, we've talked about spiritual, environmental, and physical. Four more to come. Listen in. We're going to be right back and to talk about these additional miracles. This is Deacon Steve Greco. We're back on Empowered by the Spirit, talking about experiencing miracles every single day. And Marianne, you've talked about those little miracles, and whether it be the parking space or just different things that happen with your family. And we've talked about spiritual miracles, environmental, physical. We're now into the emotional side. And Marianne, I remember how emotional it was, obviously, when your father was dying, and something happened in which someone came in and God just gave you exactly what you needed when you needed it.
Right. Well, my sister had stepped out to make a phone call, and the minute she stepped out, it seemed like my father took a turn for the worse, and he was actually what I believed to be dying at that point. And so I just prayed to the Lord. I said, I wanted to be here for my father when he passed on. But I said, I thought I'd have someone else here. But I said, it's okay. It's just you and me, Lord. And we'll be here. And in walks a chaplain at the exact moment. And I just jumped all over and go, oh, thank you for coming. I said, this is the Lord. He has sent you here to be with me. And my father's dying right now. And the chaplain looked at me and said, yes. And we prayed together. And it was just a really beautiful moment where God provided. Steve was trying to get there in time. He was, you know, on the road, and he wasn't going to make it. But God provided for me. He gave me this wonderful chaplain to be with me and pray with me and guide me through the experience.
Jesus is the encourager. Jesus is there helping us every step of the way. And, you know, often we feel so alone. And, you know, in fact, last night getting that prophecy was just an example of God's intervention, again, for me, having to hear what I need to hear. But we just experienced the SCRC convention, Southern California Renewal Convention, at Anaheim Convention Center. And it reminded me of an earlier convention in which I was going through a very, very hard time in which, you know, I turned away from God. This is fairly early in our marriage and felt pretty worthless. And I'm sitting there listening to this song, You Are Near, and the song went through how much that God is near us and with us at all times. And then all of a sudden I saw these flashes of my feeding the poor, my working in church, my evangelization, different things that I've done. And God just said to me, this is how I see you. See, my brothers and sisters, we condemn ourselves sometimes by our sinfulness. But God sees us differently because He died on the cross for our sinfulness. He died on the cross to save us. He loves us so much, and He sees us through the eyes of love. Katie, sometimes when we're down, we just need to open our hearts, turn our hearts to Jesus, and let Him love us. It makes such a big difference emotionally when we let His love flow through us.
I think when you speak of those times where you feel the worst about yourself, and you feel like there's no hope for you, and you've really let God down, you've let your family down, you know, you start listening to the enemy about how bad you are. You have that faith, and God goes through that little crack of faith at that moment of despair, and He can shine a light upon how beautifully you were created And he can actually take where you are at that painful moment of brokenness and change your whole life with that little bit of faith and the light that he's able to shine on that faith. And with his help, just restore us and renew us and change us. And that's a miracle. And, you know, emotionally, when you think about how much he loves you, how healing that is, that healing of his love. And, you know, something really to reflect on and pray on when you feel the worst about yourself. Jesus is right there. He is near.
We're on Empowered by the Spirit with Marianne Greco and Katie Hughes.
You know, Steve, I was thinking when you were sharing that about the Lord healing you and the miracle of being healed emotionally by the Lord, at that moment, he used those people who were singing that song. He used that song, and then he gave you visions and kind of talked to you and healed you emotionally. So, you know, there again, God, there is God using everything in the universe to show you how much he loves you and to show you a miracle.
Amen, amen. We are empowered by the Spirit, and God is so good.
Amen.
All the time.
All the time.
God is good. All right, the fifth miracle category is family. Marriages can be repaired, children can come back to you, relationships can be repaired, and we've had our challenges, Marianne, and we had a big challenge with our daughter who really emotionally left us for many years, and, you know, we pray for her recovery and believe that she's being healed of her cancer. But, you know, it's a miracle what's going on between you and Laura right now.
And, you know, so many people come to us and say, you know, pray for me. I have a bad relationship with my son or daughter or spouse or relative. And they just don't know, how is this ever going to be repaired? How is it? And I certainly don't have the answer. But, you know, he's God of the universe. I think Katie mentioned this. He can do it whatever way. And so, you know, we come to him and ask for that miracle. And sometimes we can say, we want it immediately, but I think it's the surrendering and saying, God, you are the God of miracles. I believe you can do this, and I don't know when or how, but I thank you and praise you for healing this relationship in my family, whatever it is. And, you know, I had that with my daughter, and I knew that when we got to heaven, our relationship would be healed, and I hung on that. You know, I mean, I'm going to be in eternity in heaven, so, I mean, how much better can that be? And this is a short time, and so I just thank God for that. And as I released it to the Lord in his time, he healed the relationship even sooner.
I have three important points, my brothers and sisters, for you to remember as it relates to family situations, family relationships. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up and let God be God. Let God's miracles flow. And yes, that means you. The sixth area is intervention, that God just brings intervention. And example is a friend of mine that lived on a railroad track area on a bridge, and he decides, as kids do, you know, when he was a teenager, young teenager, to walk across the bridge and did not realize a train was coming. And he heard a voice that said, look behind you. There's nobody in the area. And he looked behind to see this ongoing train, and he had to literally hang on to the side of the bridge. Had he fallen, he would have been killed, but was able to lift himself up and be able to save himself. Again, God will intervene through angels. God will intervene through other people.
And in little miracles, too. I mean, he could just send someone to say the right thing at the right time or be there at the right time. Just little miracles.
And I had that happen when we were having a really difficult time with one of our children, and a friend of mine called me up, and he was in Paris, France, and was told, and it was late at night for him, he was told by the Lord to call me immediately. He said, I didn't know why, and I knew why, because God was giving me reassurance that everything was going to be okay. And there's miracles after miracles. If people call you up, speak to you, come into your life. The seventh category is supernatural encounters. And we can have visions. I've had a vision of the Blessed Mother. I've heard a voice say to me, you know, I am going to give you the gift of poverty, and realize that meant for me to give everything up. And You know, supernatural encounters, we don't know. Hebrews says that when we entertain strangers, that we could be entertaining angels. We just don't know that. But we have, you know, these nudges. We have these encounters. We may hear a voice. We may see a vision. There may be something, again, that you can't attribute to anything other than the Lord. We're going to Medjugorje, and how many rosaries have turned color? Looking at the sun, you know, there have been so many stories of that. Different things that have happened at Lourdes in different locations around the world. There are supernatural encounters that happen. My brothers and sisters, Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Turn your life to Jesus. Ask for increased faith. Expect miracles. Ask for Him to show you how much He loves you. Surrender everything you have to Him and look for Him spiritually, environmentally, physically, emotionally, in your family. Expect to have His interventions. Expect to have these supernatural encounters. Yes, God is there each and every day. We're so thrilled to be here at Christ Cathedral to tell you how much you are loved by Jesus. We look forward to being with you next week at the same time. God bless you. May the Holy Spirit fill you. May you always be filled with the love of Christ. We say this, Father, through the power of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. God bless you. Be with you next week at the same time.
We're thrilled that you joined us today on Empowered by the Spirit, right here on Immaculate Heart Radio. Empowered by the Spirit is a production of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. For more information about Spirit-Filled Hearts, visit our website, spiritfilledhearts.org. That's spiritfilledhearts.org. If you've been encouraged by what you've heard here on Empowered by the Spirit, contact us by email at empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. That's empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. We hope you'll tell a friend about our program and ask them to join us next week at this same time. We look forward to being with you again right here next week on Empowered by the Spirit on Immaculate Heart Radio. I'm a